Utah agencies are dusting off contingency plans just in case Congress fails to pass a government funding bill before midnight Wednesday. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Utah's tourist season was at its height when the federal government shut down 2 years ago. State leaders pledged more than $1 million to open and operate 5 national parks. But gateway communities still lost millions of dollars because the ordeal made so many tourists cancel their trips. Vicki Varela oversees Utah's tourism office, and she's optimistic a shutdown will be avoided this time.
That's very important to us in tourism because tourism is such a huge part of the Utah economy. We've been contingency planning for any possible scenario, and of course, this is the best possible scenario for us.
Utahns in the military and the 250,000 people who rely on food stamps in Utah are also hopeful. John Cox is spokesman for Governor Gary Herbert, who's pleading Utah's case in Washington.
Those discussions are occurring with our own congressional delegation, but also with other agency directors, agency leads, to make sure that those situations are taken care of.
Visitors are already calling about possible park closures, and Cox says Americans expect their leaders to find better ways than this to solve their political differences.
Governing by crisis is not a good way to govern. We don't do that in Utah. We're conservative, but in the state of Utah, the governor and others are constructive conservatives.
Like Republicans in Congress, the Herbert administration is trying to defund Planned Parenthood over abortions. But Cox says that policy fight is not interfering with the efficient operation of government here. Judy Faze, KUER News.